This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome to Masechta Yevamos, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. Masechta Yevamos. Amar Rava. Rava said, my time in the Ram Gamliel. What is the reason of Ram Gamliel? Ram Gamliel made a statement in the Mishnah in Get Achar Get. And by two Yevamos, Rashi says, or two Yevamin, that basically the second get is nothing. The second get doesn't do anything. It doesn't aser you to her relatives. And similarly by Maimer, he said, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. The Chachamim say, Yesh Get Achar Get, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. When Gamliel is Moida, Yesh Maimer Achar Get, Yesh Get Achar Maimer, but he says, Ein Get Achar Get, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. Why would that be? Says Gemara, Demasaf Galei, Ram Gamliel's Mesupik, get, regarding a get, idachi iloidachi. Does a get push away, or does it not push away? Maimer, similarly regarding Maimer, ikani iloikani. Is it kaina? Is it not kaina? In other words, get, when it comes to get, idachi iloidachi, is it push away or doesn't it? So basically, ikamadachi. If it fully pushes away the first woman, then the Zika has been busted, basra my covet. So by giving a get to the second woman, you're not doing anything. Ikama loidachi, if it doesn't push away the first woman, basra nami loidachi, doesn't push away the second woman. In other words, mimanushach. You know, either a get does something, either a get is chalitza or a get is not chalitza. If get is chalitza, then the second get is obsolete. The second get doesn't do anything. If get is not chalitza, then the first get didn't do anything. There you go. Riman of Shach. Either it works or it doesn't work. If a get is like a chalitza, so the first get accomplished, severed the full Zika, and the second get doesn't do anything. Elamai get doesn't sever chalitza, then the first get didn't do anything, the second one won't do anything either. Similarly regarding Maimer, Maimer, ikani, iloikani. Maimer also, he's masupik. If it's a koine, is it not koine? Kama kani, if it's kaina the first woman, and the first woman becomes a valid yavama, basra maika of it, you didn't do anything to the second one because there's no zika. The kama loikani, if it's not kaina the first one, basra nami loikani. In other words, the reason why Ram Gamliel says ein get achageve, ein baim rachamaimer, is either of these things work or they don't work. If they work, the first one worked, and the second one, there's no room for the second one to do anything. And if they don't work, they don't work. But Mimanov Shach, the second get or the second Maimer is obsolete. It's not doing anything. Yeah? That is the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. Now, says the Gemara, Eisei Abaye, Abaye. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was how Rashi explained the Mishnah. Why ain't get achar get and why Maimer achar Maimer? However, what's interesting is the Gemara falls off of this, and I guess it would be of note why Rashi offered the Havamin of the Gemara and not the Gemara's Maskana. But Eisei Abaye. Abaye had the following question. Umoida Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel's Moida, Sheyesh Get, Achar Maimer. Ram Gamliel's Moida, that there is a Get after Maimer, Umaimer Achar Get. A maimer after a get. So those two halachos are, those work. Gamliel's moida, that you could, there's room for a get to push away after maimer, and there's room for maimer to be koine after a get. The get achar bia umaimer. And a get could do something after bia and maimer. Meaning if you do maimer and then bia, a get could do something. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Umaimer achar bia. The get achar bia umaimer. Achar Bia, Sha'achar Maimer. Meaning after Bia, after Maimer, could go in Maimer Lazu. Meaning like this. You did Maimer to woman A. Uba Lazu, and you did Bia to woman B. So we say the get Lishlishis Mahani. If there's a third woman, in other words, if there are three Yavamais, the first one you do Maimer to. The second one you do Bia to. The third one you give a get to. That get is effective. Even though L'chaira, what would that get do? The Zika has already been consummated through the Bia. So L'chaira, once Yibam was done to the middle woman, the get, in the third get, why would the get do something?
Isn't it a Bia Psula?
So L'chaira, it's a Bia Psula. Alan's saying, good. Maybe the reason why the get works is because the Bia was not a good Bia, because the Maimer already formulated some kind of kinyan to the first woman, making the Bia a Bia Psula, making their still room after that Bia. Okay, so Gemara is going to explain. Umaimer acher Bia v'get. And Maimer would work after Bia and a get, which Rashi explains means if you give a get to the first woman and you give and Bia to the second woman and then Maimer to the third, the Maimer to the third requires a get. Now that also, L'chaira Allen would say, that's also Bia Psula. The same way Bia after Maimer is a Bia Psula, Bia acher get is a Bia Psula because Kivan Shalai Bana Shavla Yivne. Yeah? So now, so the Gemara kicks in like this. If Gamliel is really Masupik, whether a get pushes away or whether Maimer's Koina, Tahavi Kibia Dulachar Chila Vitikni, then the first Bia should be like Bia Lachar Chila and it should be Koina. Meaning like this. Let's talk about the Maimer followed by Bia, followed by a get, which we said there is a get, Achar, Maimer and Bia. Wait a second. If the Maimer, the original Maimer worked, so then it's a full Kinyan, and it's Bia L'Chachila, and the Get should not do anything. And if Maimer doesn't work, then the second Bia, the middle one, that was Bia L'Chachila, and then there's also no reason for the Get to do anything. So it's going to be Misafka L'Gamliel, to have a Kibia L'Chachila. The Gemara is speaking out that sad that Maimer does not do anything, so then the Bia would be like Bia L'Charchila. And then the Tiknei Dot, now we learned in the Mishnah, Bia Bizman Shehi B'Tchila, when it's the first action done in this Yibum process, Ein Achra Klum, there's nothing after it. Now, Rashi points out, the Gemara doesn't speak out the second sad, that if Maimer does work, then the Maimer should be like a full Kenyan, and then the third get shouldn't do anything either. Look at Rashi. Tahavi hach bia emtsoes kebia betchila. And it should be koina. And the Maimer, and the Maisa shlishus, whether it's get achar bia u Maimer, or whether it's Maimer achar bia u get, should not do anything mimanavshach. Get achar bia u Maimer, it shouldn't work. If the first Maimer is Koine, so it's Koine Lagamri. So then the Bia doesn't do anything, and the Get after doesn't do anything. And if Maimer is not Koine, so the second Bia is Bia Betchila. So how could you say Ram Gamliel is Masupik, whether Maimer is Koine, is not Koine? That can't be. He can't have such a straight-up Suffolk. Ela Amar Abai, Abai says as follows, La'olam pshita le'elam Gamliel beget de'dachi u'maimer de'kani. Really, it's Pasha to Ram Gamliel that a get pushes away a little bit. The get severs the Zika slightly, and Maimer is somewhat of a Kenyan. Miu Amar Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Ha Yivama b'chad tzad mahani ba get, v'chad tzad mahani ba Maimer. The Rabbanon say that a Yavama, in one sense, the get works to remove the bond, and on one side, and one vantage point, the maimer works. So in other words, the rabbis say, in a certain vein, get pushes away. In a certain vein, maimer is koine. But if you do one after another, the second one will not be adding anything. Get achar, get loy dochi. One get after another is not going to be doiche. Do dochi lekama, the first get already pushed away to the extent that a get will push away. Umaimer achar maimer loy koni. Maimer after maimer is not koine. Do koni lekama. Because the first maimer was koine. However, get achar maimer. Umaimer achar get. A get after maimer and a maimer after a get. Ha milsa kadachi. The get pushes away by milsa kakoni and the maimer is koina. But the Ran Gamliel holds that avada, maimer does, he's not mesupik, maybe it does everything, maybe it does nothing. It does a little bit, but the little bit that it does, the second one, there's nothing for the second maimer to do, there's nothing for the second get to do. And the Rabbanon hold no, Rabbanon kol chad v'chad tekinu le'Rabbanon. The Rabbanan Rashi says, the Pligi Alei Dron Gamliel, Kol Chad V'Chad from the Yevamin, the Rabbanan were Masakin a Get, or Maimer. In other words, if Reuven gives a Get to Rachel, and Shimon gives a Get to Leah, so that Get also pushes away. And there are also Masakin Maimer in all the Yevamis. So you can't say, Rashi says, Hokach Lekel a Maimer, we're not going to say, Kama Docha Kol Koyach a Get, Hilkach Legalimer, Kama Docha Kol Koyach HaGet, that the first one pushed away the whole power of the Get. Because the first one only pushed off what he could do to that Yavama. But the Koyach of the Get of the brother to the other Yavama, he didn't push away. In other words, the rabbis left room for each brother to give a Get, or for each brother to do Maimer. As opposed to Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel says, that get pushes away, maimer is koine, so whatever the pushing away the first get did, there's nothing the second get could add. Whatever kinyan the first maimer did, there's nothing the second maimer could add. Now, so kol chad v'chad tekinu le'rabbanon, get u'maimer b'yavama. Each one, the rabbis are misaking both a get and maimer to the Yavama. Each brother has that capacity. Now, let's go back to the cases of the Braisa that Ram Gamliel says that there's get after bia u'maimer. Why would that be? You do maimer to one. The second bia, it's not either it's good or it's no good. The maimer worked. The second one was a bia psula. So there's a get afterwards. Or there's maimer after bia v'get. In other words, if you gave the first one a get and the second one a bia, so there's room for the maimer to do something. So the Gemara says something interesting in Gamliel. V'hai bia psula adifa mi maimer ugriya mi maimer. Bia psula in the world of Ram Gamliel is both better than maimer and less than maimer. How's that? Adifa mi maimer is better than maimer. Why? De'ilu maimer achar maimer loy mahani. Ram Gamliel is of the opinion maimer after maimer doesn't add anything. Whatever kinyan maimer A did, maimer B is not adding. Ve'ilu bia achar maimer mahani. Ram Gamliel is of the opinion that bia after maimer does do something. It does add. So bia psula in a way is greater than maimer because maimer achar maimer doesn't add. Bia psula achar maimer adds. But it's less than maimer. How? Agree with maimer. De'ilu maimer achar haget kani Lakula Shira de Get. Maimer after a get is koine whatever remaining zika there is after the get. Rashi says on the fourth wide line, "Ugriya mi maimer the ilu maimer achar aged koni lo kosher the get komash shar get la maimer whatever the get left for the maimer." And then another maimer doesn't help at all if you do maimer to the third one. So in other words, so that's how Biopsu is better than Maimer, but it's less than Maimer because Maimer Achar Get is Koina, but Bia Achar Get is not Koina the whole shear of a Get. Why? Because if you did Maimer after that, the Maimer would work. V'ilu Bia, Rashi says Achar Get Lekani Lekol Shear the Get. The Maimer Psula, the Bia Psula after a Get is not Koina the whole share of the get, because there would be bia after, there would be maimer after the bia. In other words, if you give woman A a get, and you give woman B if you gave woman A Mimer and woman B Mimer, Mimer B is not going to do anything. But Bia Psula would do more after a Mimer. In other words, Mimer after Mimer is ineffective. Bia Psula after Mimer is effective. So in that sense, Bia Psula is greater than Mimer. On the other hand, if you give a woman a get and you do Mimer to the next one, if you give a woman a get and then you do Bia Psula to the next one, so there that Bia Psula was not koina all aspects of this woman, because Mimer would be effective after that, as opposed to if you did Mimer after a get, that Mimer is koina everything and it does not leave room for another Mimer. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis taught. Ketzad Omer Ram Gamliel ein get achar get. What was the scenario there when Gamliel said there's no document of divorce after another get? Shtei yivamayis shenaflu lifnei yavam echad. Two yivamayis that fall before one yavam. Okay, two women, their husband died, and they fall before one yavam. V'nas and get lezu v'get lezu, you give a get to both. And Gamliel amar cholay tzurishayna. And Gamliel says like this. The second get was ineffective. Lamaisa, the Zika is still there. So who do you give Chalitza to? The first woman or the second woman? Now we would say give it to the first woman, because the first woman's already pasul to a Kayin because you gave her a get, so you might as well keep the second one kosher. But Rashi gives a different reason here. But the Gemara says that give chalitza to the first one, your aser to her relatives, your mutter to the second one's relatives. Now, Rashi says the reason why there's an etza toiva to give chalitza to the first one is because since anyway you're already aser to her relatives, why now become aser to the relatives of the second one by giving the second one chalitza? Now, logically, you should give the second one chalitza, because the first one is not as zakuk to you, because you already gave her a get. So the fact that chalitza would work for the first one is a chiddush. You might even think you would have to give it to the second one. But saying, Eitzah Toiva, give it to the first one. You're also to relatives of both of them. And therefore, you could give chalitza to anyone you want. V'yivama achas. The same thing would apply by two yivamim and one yivama. Meaning, Rashi says, if you give a get to this, nasan zeget v'zeget, if the two men both give a get, Ram Gamliel says, The first one should give her chalitza, and the second was mutter to her relatives. Ketzad amar am Gamliel ein maimer achar maimer shtei yevamos. Two women shenafel v'nei yom echad ba'asam maimer bezu maimer bezu and Gamliel loymer noisin get la rishon. You give a get to the first one because the second one is not married, and v'choyleitzla, and you give her chalitza this way because anyway you're usher to her relatives, so why become usher to the other one's relatives? Va'asr b'kavah, so you're usher and her relatives, and mutter b'kavah shnir, you're mutter to the relatives of the second one. V'chacham b'mayim no, noisin get l'shtem, if you give a get to both. Va'asr b'kavah shnir, you're usher to both the relatives. V'chalitza la'achas, and you give chalitza to one of them. V'chenatam b'shnir, yivamim v'yivam achas, the same thing would be two guys who both did maimer to one woman. Fine. Amar mar. Good? Good, everyone. Here we go. Amar mar, we said earlier. Noisin get lezu, v'get lezu. You give a get to the first one and a get to the second one. And Gamliel oimer chalitz rishoyna v'asim k'rvasel mutter k'rvashniya. Now we had this idea on Daf Chav Zayin. Remember Daf Chav Zayin? It was only 24 weeks ago, half a year ago. Yeah, Philip remembers. So the Gemara says like this. If let's say two women fall to you and one of them is slightly more zakuk than the other, and you give chalitza to the one who is less zakuk, will that pater the one that is more zakuk? So the Gemara says like this, Lema tavit hiyufta de Shmuel, this halacha that you give the chalitza to the one who you already gave the get to, even though the zika to her is not as strong because you already removed part of it through get, it's still effective. So this should refute Shmuel. Amar Shmuel chalatz lebalas haget. If you do chalitza to the balas haget, loy niftarat tzara, you don't exempt the tzara. Shmuel is of the opinion that if two women fall to you and you give get to one and you give her chalitza, it doesn't pater the tzara because the one that you gave a get to is not as zakuk to you. Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel says, "What are you talking about? This doesn't disprove me. I personally hold my personal opinion as yesh zika. And since yesh zika, therefore the one that's zakuk to you is really zakuk to you, so you can't give chalitza to the one that's less zakuk to you. Ki amri ana, my halacha, that if you give chalitza to the one who's less zakuk, aliba demanda amar yesh zika, goes according to demanda amar yesh zika. V'ram Gamliel savar ein zika, Ram Gamliel holds ein zika. So anyway, even the one that was more zakuk is not so zakuk anyway. Okay, so that's all you need to know. Now, how do we know when Gamliel holds yesh zika? Rashi says later on in Daf Kuftes, talking about two brothers, one is married to a ketana, one of them is married to a gedoyla, and the one that was married to the gedoyla dies, and now the gedoyla is falling to the one married to the ketana. Gamliel says, we let you wait until your wife grows older, and then you consummate the marriage. But how could you do that? But if yesh zika, then your wife is achayis kukasay. So Ram Gamliel holds ein zika. So Ram Gamliel holds ein zika. So there's no problem giving the chalitza to the one who's not as zakuk to you. Marv Rabbeisai, after learning this amud, then you should believe in nisim. Because if we were able to learn this amud, then obviously miracles occur even in our generation. Okay, it's not so hard. But it's, you gotta look it over. Okay, thank you everybody for coming. By the way, today we started the Igeras HaMusar of Rabbi Sol Salanter. It's good stuff. Okay, we're trying. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good night. Be well.
Good night.
Rabbi, thank you.
Oh, Michael, you wanna talk?
Okay,
Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.